Extracts, supplied by a sub-sub-librarian. It will be seen that this mere painstaking burrower and grubworm of a poor devil of a sub-sub appears to have gone through the long Vaticans and street stalls of the earth, picking up whatever random allusions to whales he could anyways find in any book whatsoever, sacred or profane. Therefore, you must not, in every case at least, take the higgledy-piggledy whale statements, however authentic, in these extracts for veritable gospel cetology. Far from it. As touching the ancient authors generally, as well as the poets here appearing, these extracts are solely valuable or entertaining as affording a glancing bird's-eye view of what has been promiscuously said, thought, fancied, and sung of the Leviathan by many nations and generations, including our own. So fare thee well, poor devil of a sub-sub, whose commentator I am. Thou belongest to that hopeless, sallow tribe which no wine of this world will ever warm, and for whom even pale sherry would be too rosy strong, but with whom one sometimes loves to sit and feel poor devilish too, and grow convivial upon tears, and say to them bluntly with full eyes and empty glasses, and in not altogether unpleasant sadness, "Give it up, sub-subs. For by how much the more pains ye take to please the world, by so much the more shall ye forever go thankless. Would that I could clear out Hampton Court and the Tuileries for ye. But gulp down your tears and hie aloft to the royal mast with your hearts, for your friends who have gone before are clearing out the seven-storied heavens and making refugees of long-pampered Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael against your coming. Here you strike but splintered hearts together. There you shall strike unsplinterable glasses."
And God created great whales.
From Genesis. "Leviathan maketh a path to shine after him. One would think the deep to be hoary."
From Job. "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah."
From Jonah. "There go the ships. There is that Leviathan whom thou hast made to play therein."
From Psalms. "In that day the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan the piercing serpent, even Leviathan that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea."
From Isaiah. "And what thing soever besides cometh within the chaos of this monster's mouth, be it beast, boat, or stone, down it goes, all incontinently, that foul great swallow of his, and perisheth in the bottomless gulf of his paunch."
From Holland's Plutarch's Morals. "The Indian Sea breedeth the most and the biggest fishes that are, among which the whales and whirlpools, called baleen, take up as much in length as 4 acres or arpens of land."
From Holland's Pliny. "Scarcely had we proceeded 2 days on the sea, when about sunrise a great many whales and other monsters of the sea appeared. Among the former, one was of a most monstrous size. This came towards us open-mouthed, raising the waves on all sides and beating the sea before him into a foam."
From Tux Lucian, The True History. "He visited this country also with a view of catching horse whales, which had bones of very great value for their teeth, of which he brought some to the king. The best whales were catched in his own country, of which some were 48, some 50 yards long. He said that he was one of 6 who had killed 60 in 2 days."
From Other or Oxer's Verbal Narrative, taken down from his mouth by King Alfred, A.D. 890. "And whereas all the other things, whether beast or vessel, that enter into the dreadful gulf of this monster's whale's mouth, are immediately lost and swallowed up, the sea gudgeon retires into it in great security, and there sleeps."
From Montaigne, Apology for Raymond Sebond. "Let us fly, let us fly. Old Nick, take me, if it is not Leviathan described by the noble prophet Moses in the life of patient Job."
From Rabelais, "This whale's liver was 2 cartloads.
From Stowe's Annals. "The great Leviathan that maketh the seas to seethe like a boiling pan."
From Lord Bacon's Version of the Psalms. "Touching that monstrous bulk of the whale, or auk, we have received nothing certain. They grow exceeding fat, insomuch that an incredible quantity of oil will be extracted out of one whale."
From the same, History of Life and Death. "The sovereignest thing on earth is parmachetti for an inward bruise."
From King Henry, "Very like a whale."
From Hamlet, "Which to secure no skill of leech's art, mote him avail but to return again to his wounds worker, that with lowly dart, dinting his breast, had bred his restless pain, like as the wounded whale to shore flies through the main.
From the Fairy Queen. Immense as whales, the motion of whose vast bodies can, in a peaceful calm, trouble the ocean till it boil.
From Sir William Davenant, preface to Gondibert. What spermaceti is, men might justly doubt, since the learned Hosmanus, in his work of 30 years, saith plainly, Nescio quid sit.
From Sir Thomas Browne, of Spermaceti and the Spermaceti Whale. Like Spencer's Talus with his modern flail, he threatens ruin with his ponderous tail. Their fixed javelins in his side he wears, and on his back a grove of pikes appears.
From Waller's Battle of the Summer Islands,